Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, March 26th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, the Mayor of Commerce, His Honor Dr. John Bellotti. Birthdays.
Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference.
The poet Robert Frost, born this day in 1874. Former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor is 84 today. Another Supreme, Diana Ross, is 70 today. Steven Tyler of Aerosmith is 66. On this day in history, in 1979, with the help of President Jimmy Carter, the Camp David Accords, a peace treaty between Israel and Egypt, are signed, ending 30 years of conflict between the two Middle Eastern neighbors, Egypt's Anwar Sadat and Israel's Menachem Begin.
Let no young man waste his life on a conflict from which no one benefits.
I have signed the Treaty of Peace with our great neighbor, with Egypt.
Egypt and Israel's historic treaty, signed on March 26, 1979, sent an inspiring message of hope and peace throughout the world.
On the very same day, March 26, 1979, Michigan State, led by Magic Johnson, and Indiana State, led by Larry Bird, meet for the National College Basketball Championship. The Spartans won, but the rivalry between Magic and Larry Legend was just beginning. From NBC. Number one on the charts this day in 1980, the cheerful musings of Pink Floyd, and another brick in the wall. On the KETR events calendar, ESPN basketball analyst and former San Antonio Spurs star Bruce Bowen will speak Thursday night on the A&M Commerce campus. He'll be sharing his experiences as a three-time NBA champion and the challenges he overcame to be one of the best perimeter defenders in NBA history. The event will take place at 7 p.m. in the Ferguson Auditorium. Admission is free. And for more information, see events at KETR.org. And Saturday, a couponing workshop at the Commerce Chamber of Commerce office from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come learn to coupon like a pro. This class is being offered totally free and is meant to empower and educate local consumers. Saturday from 10 to 2, a couponing workshop at the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, 1114 Main Street in downtown Commerce. Well, our guest in the cafe this morning, once again, is the Mayor of Commerce, His Honor Dr. John Bellotti. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Nice to be with you again.
Nice to be with you, and have a thought for the day here. And, Mayor, I imagine you'll want to stay as far away from this one as possible. This is from Winston Churchill, who said, "The best argument against democracy is a five-minute conversation with the average voter." Good thing that you've already had your re-election, so to speak. Well, John, a number of interesting things to talk with you about here, and one thing I wanted to ask you about, and we may go into it in more detail on another program, but the city has received designation as a Go Texans certified retirement community. Now, you're telling me that John Sands on the city council is the person who's really most knowledgeable about this, but just briefly, what's that about, and we'll go into it in more detail some other time.
Well, the Texas Department of Agriculture has these designations. John Sands, when he was the mayor and then city council. He worked on this for 7 to 10 years, actually. And by the time he was finished with it, we had a book that was probably, a booklet that was probably 4 to 6 inches thick, sent it off, and it was approved the first time. Usually it takes one or two times. Anyway, so what this does is it sets Commerce up as a retirement community, designated retirement community in the state of Texas. And so it's been John's child. John is the chair of the committee that is working on the Texas retirement community for Commerce. And what I would like to do, if you don't mind, is bring him in in a future show and let him talk a little bit about it.
Okay, good. But potentially this is a good thing for Commerce and good thing for older folks who might like to come here in their retirement period.
I would think particularly folks that want to retire from Dallas and move up because they remain close.
Okay, good. We'll talk more about that. Okay, well, it now looks like, and we've talked about this a number of times, but it does now look as if the way is clear for the Tipitina's music facility to move into the old A.L. Day Elementary School building.
I was recently in a meeting with Mark Clayton, our city manager, and Steve Wilson, director, and Roland Von Kurtenkowski, who will be involved with the reconstruction, the remodel of the A.L. Day School and turning it into a Tipitina's. We turned the keys over to him. Roland was asking about permits. The permits are going to be granted to handle whatever type of work that needs to be done in that building. Contemporaneous to that, folks in Commerce should be able to see work on Live Oak, as the Live Oak apartments are going to start being remodeled as well.
Mm-hmm. And the two, I don't want to get into it in too much detail, but these two things are linked. There's a connection between the two.
Actually, it was kind of the Live Oak apartment problem with asbestos that got the city involved with the attorney general. And then so the city was kind of the conduit by which all the settlement took place. And part of the settlement involved turning the A.L. Day School into a music facility called Tipitina's.
Right. And this is a thing that is based in New Orleans. Basically, the work then on remodeling A.L. Day for this music outfit will begin very soon.
Shovels should be happening right as we speak.
Yeah. So there's nothing to prevent that project from going forward any further.
Not now. He's got the keys.
Okay, good. We're talking with the mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti, about things that are going on in the city of Commerce. You're telling me that the city has a grant for the Commerce Municipal Airport.
Yes. What we received from the Texas Department of Transportation, the Aviation Division, provided a 90-10 grant. It was a $2,390,000 grant, and the Commerce EDC provided the 10% of that, which was $239,000, and we should be seeing work beginning on resurfacing the runway at the airport fairly soon as well.
Mm-hmm. And that is the main thing that would take place, is that the runway would be improved at the airport?
And then once the runway is improved, we're in negotiations to try to lengthen the runway as well for bigger planes. So we're looking a couple of years ahead as well.
Now people may say, where is Commerce Municipal Airport? And it wouldn't surprise me if a lot of people don't know. It's north of the city as you go toward Ladonia, right?
Yes.
And some people say, where's Ladonia? But okay, we can only go so far in orienting people, but it's suffice it to say it's north of town, Municipal Airport.
Let's put it this way. If you fly into the airport, you can find Commerce.
And, of course, the airport, they're primarily for small planes. Okay, well, we have some other things to talk about, too, but we'll just get you to come back, and we'll do it again real soon, okay?
My pleasure.
Dr. John Bilotti, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.